Testing in the House chamber, January 9th, 2019, Legislative Day 1.
Members-elect of the 2019 House of Representatives, please occupy the seats to which you have been assigned. Visitors, please repair to the lobbies and galleries. The acting sergeant-at-arms will clear the aisles and close the doors. Please be in order and silence all electronic devices. Welcome to all family, friends, guests assembled here today, and to all those who are watching or listening. Pursuant to law, you have assembled at this time and place for the convening of the regular 2019 biennial session of the General Assembly. I request that all members-elect and guests of the chamber who are able to rise for the opening prayer, which will be offered by Representative Dixon.
Our kind Father in heaven, desiring to have our paths directed by Thee, we begin this session of the North Carolina General Assembly in prayer, with heads bowed and hearts seeking Thy blessings as we assemble to conduct the people's business. We thank Thee for the pleasant conditions under which we gather, and for the successful election of each representative here, and for their willingness to serve the citizens of our great state. We're thankful for the beauty of these facilities, and we thank Thee for some of the essential people within the confines of the General Assembly complex. We're thankful for our dedicated custodians who maintain these facilities for those who work here and for those who visit here. We're thankful, Father, for our hardworking citizens who provide the operational revenue supporting this workplace wherein they have sent us to conduct their business. We're thankful for all of our security staff and sergeants at arms who help us who work here and those who visit here feel safe and secure in a sometimes dangerous world. We thank Thee for the principal clerk and his dedicated staff who are efficient, diligent, and faithful to the rules of this institution. We're thankful for the dedicated women and men who staff the many departments within the General Assembly and for the quality of their work. We're especially thankful for the dedicated efforts of our founding fathers, who through sorrow and suffering, toil and tribulation, established with divine investiture the United States of America to be governed as a constitutional republic. We're likewise thankful for those liberty-loving founders of North Carolina who supported those original efforts and helped establish America as the greatest nation on earth. We're thankful, Father, for the dedicated service of our colleagues, some of who have moved into the new season of their lives, and we pray for their happiness and success. We're profoundly thankful for those precious youth present here today, representing some of the posterity of the members of the People's House. Oh, Father, with our most earnest and sincere pleadings, we ask Thee to bless these precious grandchildren with the same abundant opportunities for freedom and liberty that we have heretofore enjoyed. Please bless us in this house and all other men and women in all branches of government, at all levels of government, with the righteous desires of their hearts to do that which will most likely preserve freedom and liberty for future generations. Finally, and in conclusion, Father, please indulge us for a moment as we petition Thee for one of our own who has faced some challenges. We ask Thee to bless Representative Becky Carney with the choicest blessings heaven has to offer as she continues to serve in this house which she has grown to love. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.
Amen. Amen. Please remain standing for the presentation of the colors by the North Carolina National Guard Honor Guard. Representative Cleveland will lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance to the American flag.
Please join me in pledging our allegiance to our flag and our republic.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
The national anthem will be sung by Raleigh native and former American Idol contestant Mary Michaels.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose bright stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched, were so gallantly streaming.
Please be seated. The Secretary of State, being the custodian of the North Carolina elections returns, has deposited with the principal clerk for inclusion in the journal a complete certification of all the members elect as evidenced by the abstract of votes filed in that office under the hand and seal of the clerks of Superior Court of several counties and the State Board of Elections. This will eliminate the necessity of individual filing of election credentials with the principal clerk. The names of persons so certified as being elected shall be called in numerical order by House District. As your name is called, please stand, answer present, and remain standing until the roll is completed and the oath of office is administered. The acting reading clerk will read the certificate of election.
First District, Edward G. Goodwin. Second District, Larry Yarborough. Third District, Michael Spishali.
Present.
Fourth District, Jimmy Dixon.
Present.
Fifth District, Howard J. Hunter III.
Present.
Sixth District, Bobby Hennig.
Present.
Seventh District, Lisa Stone Barnes.
Present.
Eighth District, Candy D. Smith. Ninth District, Greg Murphy. 10th District, John Bell.
Present.
11th District, Allison Dahl.
Present.
12th District, Chris Humphrey.
Present.
13th District, Patricia McElrath.
Present.
14th District, George G. Cleveland.
Present.
15th District, Philip Shepard.
Present.
16th District, Carson Smith. 17th District, Frank Eiler. 18th District, Deb Butler.
Present.
19th District, Ted Davis Jr.
Present.
20th District, Holly Grange.
Present.
21st District, Raymond Smith.
Present.
22nd District, William Brisson.
Present.
23rd District, Shelley Willingham. 24th District, Gene Farmer Butterfield. 25th District, James G. Gilliard. 26th District, Donna McDowell White. 27th District, Michael Ray. 28th District, Larry C. Strickland. 29th District, Mary Ann Black. 13th District, Marcia Morey. 31st District, Zach Hawkins.
Present.
32nd District, Terry Garrison.
Present.
33rd District, Rosa Gill.
Present.
34th District, Greer Martin.
Present.
35th District, Terrence Everett. 36th District, Julie Von Hafen. 37th District, Mrs. Sidney J. Batch. 38th District, Yvonne Holly. 39th District, Darren Jackson. 40th District, Joe John. 41st District, Gail Adcock. 42nd District, Marvin Lucas. 43rd District, Elmer Floyd. 44th District, Billy Richardson. 45th District, John Zoka.
Present.
46th District, Brenda Jones.
Present.
47th District, Charles Graham.
Present.
48th District, Garland Pierce.
Present.
49th District, Cynthia Ball.
Present.
50th District, Greg Meyer.
Present.
51st District, John Sauls.
Present.
52nd District, Jamie Bowles.
Present.
53rd District, David Lewis.
Present.
54th District, Robert Reeves.
Present.
55th District, Mark Brody.
Present.
56th District, Verla Insko.
Present.
57th District, Ashton Clemens.
Present.
58th District, Amos Quick.
Present.
59th District, John Hardister. 60th District, Cecil Brockman. 61st District, Mary Pierce Harrison. 62nd District, John Faircloth. 63rd District, Stephen Ross. 64th District, Dennis Rydell. 65th District, Jerry Carter. 66th District, Ken Goodman. 67th District, Wayne Sasser. 68th District, Craig Horn. 69th District, Dean Harp. 70th District, Pat Hurley. 71st District, Evelyn Terry. 72nd District, Derwin Montgomery. 73rd District, Lee Zachary. 74th District, Deborah Conrad. 75th District, Donnie Lambeth. 76th District, Harry Warren. 77th District, Julia Howard. 78th District, Alan McNeil. 79th District, Keith Kidwell. 80th District, Stephen Jarvis. 81st District, Larry Potts. 82nd District, Linda Johnson. 83rd District, Larry Pittman. 84th District, Rena Turner. 85th District, Josh Dobson. 86th District, Hugh Blackwell. 87th District, Destin Hall. 88th District, Murray Belk. 89th District, Mitchell M. Setzer. 90th District, Sarah Stevens. 91st District, Kyle Hall. 92nd District, Chaz Beasley. 93rd District, Ray Russell. 94th District, Jeffrey Elmore. 95th District, John Fraley. 96th District, Jay Adams. 97th District, Jason Sane. 98th District, Kristen Clark. 99th District, Nasif Najid. 100th District, John Autry. 101st District, Carolyn Logan. 102nd District, Becky Carney. 103rd District, Rachel Hunt. 104th District, Brandon Lofton. 105th District, Wesley Harris. 106th District, Carla Cunningham. 107th District, Kelly Alexander. 108th District, John Torbett. 109th District, Dana Baumgartner. 110th District, Kelly E. Hastings. 111th District, Tim Moore. 120th District, David Rogers. 113th District, Cody Hansen. 114th District, Susan Fitcher. 115th District, John Hager. 116th District, Ryan Turner. 117th District, Chuck McGrady. 118th District, Michelle Presnell. 119th District, Joe Sam Queen. 120th District, Kevin Corbin.
The chair declares a quorum present. The oath of office will be administered by Senior Associate Justice Paul M. Newby, North Carolina Supreme Court.
You may ask yourself, why an oath? It was in our 1776 Constitution, and has been in each Constitution since. One of the first acts of the General Assembly was to prescribe by statute what those oaths would be and why. It's before all the people, but most importantly before Almighty God, that each of us who are public officials will set aside our own personal self-interest and to do what is right and just and fair for we the people. That being said, if you will place your left hand on the Bible and raise your right hand, or raise your right hand, I will read the oath, and at the end I will look at you, and if you agree to that, please say, I do, or I do so, help me God. Do you solemnly and sincerely swear or affirm that you'll support the Constitution of the United States, that you'll be faithful and bear true allegiance to the state of North Carolina and to the constitutional powers and authorities which are or may be established for the government thereof, and that you'll endeavor to support, maintain, and defend the Constitution of said state, not inconsistent with the Constitution of the United States, to the best of your knowledge and ability, so help you God? And do you swear or affirm that you will well and truly execute the duties of the office of a member of the North Carolina House of Representatives according to the best of your skill and ability, according to law, so help you God? Congratulations.
Congratulations, members. Please now be seated. Now that you have been seated as members of the House of Representatives, the first order of business is the election of a speaker from your membership. In the absence of adopted rules, the House is governed by usage, custom, and precedent, and the general parliamentary law. The best evidence of what are the established usages and customs are the rules as last in effect. It has not been the custom of the House of the Representatives to allow members to pass on a roll call vote. The election of speaker requires a majority of the members present and voting. An answer of present at the time your name is called is not a vote. No member may vote unless the member is in the chamber when the question is put to the body. I now at this point declare the floor open to nominations for Speaker of the House of Representatives. For what purpose does the gentleman from McDowell, Representative Dobson, seek recognition?
To place in nomination the name of Representative Timothy Moore for Speaker of the North Carolina House of Representatives.
The member has the floor, may approach the well of the House and proceed.
Thank you, Mr. Clerk. Newly elected members of the North Carolina House, family, and special guests. It is my honor to nominate the gentleman from Cleveland, Mr. Timothy Moore, for the office of Speaker of the North Carolina House of Representatives for the 2019-2020 legislative session. When approached about making this nomination, it was not a hard decision for me. I am proud to place in nomination for Speaker a devoted father, statesman, leader, and friend, Representative Tim Moore. I know that it's not as appealing for some to talk about the things that unite us as it is the things that divide us. However, that's where I want to start. Under Speaker Moore's leadership, there has been much that the General Assembly has done together that we can all be very proud of and this state can be proud of. I don't have time to go through all the policies that Speaker Moore presided over to move this state forward, but I do want to mention a few. North Carolina has not been immune to the opioid crisis. In 2015, more than 1,400 of our fellow North Carolinians died because of this deadly epidemic. Speaker Moore decided that we as a state would not sit idly by. In June of 2017, the General Assembly passed unanimously and the governor signed the STOP Act, and the HOPE Act was passed in 2018 on a bipartisan basis and signed into law. Both of these laws are crucial to combating the crisis in which we face. Under Speaker Moore's leadership and guidance, we tackled Medicaid reform first in 2015. Then in 2018, under a Democratic governor, Republican House and Senate, the General Assembly passed unanimously House Bill 403, which integrated behavioral and physical health for our Medicaid population, a major piece of legislation that will serve North Carolinians well for a generation to come on a bipartisan basis. Over the last 4 years, North Carolina has faced many struggles, specifically the unspeakable horrors of Hurricane Matthew and Hurricane Florence. Under Speaker Moore's leadership, previous General Assemblies appropriated over $1.2 billion to rebuild the eastern part of our great state. These are just a few of the things, and I could go on and on, but these are just a few of the things that have been accomplished because of Tim Moore's leadership. On a personal note, in 2015, Speaker Moore gave this representative opportunities to pursue my passion for health care that others may not have given me. I am and always will be eternally grateful for the confidence that he placed in me 4 years ago. Finally, in his acceptance speech 2 years ago, Tim said, "One thing that I will continue to do as Speaker is empower you to represent your district as only you can." I have no reservation when I say he has done exactly that. Therefore, Mr. Clerk, members, because of the bipartisan accomplishments achieved under Speaker Moore's leadership, his leadership through two catastrophic storms, the autonomy that is given to each member to represent their districts as they see fit, and I believe because of Speaker Moore's leadership and steady hand over the last 4 years, North Carolina is better off now than we were 4 years ago. Mr. Clerk, it is my distinct honor to nominate Timothy K. Moore for Speaker of the North Carolina House of Representatives for the 2019-2020 session. Thank you.
For what purpose does the gentlelady from Randolph, Representative Hurley, seek recognition?
I rise to second the nomination of the member from Cleveland, Representative Tim Moore, for Speaker of the House.
The member has the floor and may approach the well of the House and proceed.
Thank you, Mr. Clerk, ladies and gentlemen of the House, and all special guests here today and staff. I rise to second the nomination for Speaker Tim Moore this time for Speaker. It is an honor for me to second the nomination of this member from Cleveland, Representative Moore, for the Speaker of the House. It was 154th convening of the General Assembly. I double-checked that because I wasn't sure. 154 doesn't add up times two as far as we are. Representative Moore has represented the citizens of District 111 in Cleveland County for 16 years, eight terms. He has served as the Speaker of the House for two of those terms. When I came in as a freshman legislator in 2007, I've been here 12 years, Representative Moore's office was around the corner, three doors from mine. I was very naive and very, I needed a lot of help. And his door was always open, and he helped me with answering questions and helping me to learn. He was a mentor to me when I first came in. And I found that he has been that way with all my colleagues. He helps whenever we need. And when we have a legislation that we want to pass, he does stand behind us. If it's ever heard, he does stand behind us to try to get it to be law. Even though there was one time that he didn't always stand behind me except to have a good time, during the session about 1:30 in the morning, you know, we've heard of these late night sessions, and we were there at 1:30 in the morning, and it was, I was explaining, and it was 2015, and I was explaining an amendment on wild animal legislation, specifically House Bill 554. Many of you remember. Some of you will have to ask your elder people, and Mr. you understand what I'm saying. I told him I was going to put a little humor in this today because it needs to be. But I was explaining an amendment on wild animal legislation, specifically House Bill 554, and he left me hanging out with the little monkeys I was trying to protect. And yes, my amendment did pass. However, the Senate didn't take up the bill. And he left me hanging with the little monkeys. Sorry, I just said that. I definitely feel that Representative Moore, with his experience and with his leadership, is the most qualified person to lead this House in this session, this coming up session. And therefore, members of the House, I humbly ask that you join me in voting for Representative Tim Moore as Speaker of the North Carolina House. Thank you.
For what purpose does the gentleman from Chatham County, Representative Reeves, seek recognition?
To place the nomination of House Minority Leader Darren Jackson for Speaker of the House.
The member has the floor, may approach the well of the House and proceed.
Colleagues, honored guests, family members, I come today honored and humbled, able to nominate my friend and House Minority Leader Darren Jackson for Speaker of the House. Darren, I think, represents what we need at this point in time in our history because we are in a very unique place. This General Assembly will be seen in future years as historic. The times that we live in will be seen as historic politically, and I believe that Darren has the best combination of skills and the best combination of qualities to lead us at this time. First and foremost, if you know Darren Jackson, the first thing you know is that he is brilliant. He understands legislation, he understands the nuts and bolts, he understands the rules, how this House runs, as well as anybody I've dealt with. The second thing that I think of when I think of Darren Jackson is his compassion. All of us, and I would reference Representative Dixon's beautiful prayer when he talks about challenges being faced by different members. All of us have faced different challenges while being here. All of us have had different hardships. And I think any of us on either side of the aisle that has been friends with Darren knows that not only is he there for you, but he sincerely cares. And compassion is something that I think we can use more of in this political climate. Darren cares as deeply about his colleagues as he does about the wonderful family that he and Tina have helped raise with their three kids, because he wants to see everybody be the best that they can be. And he wants to see legislators be the best legislators they could be, no matter what their positions, no matter what the letter behind their name, no matter how they appear or where they come from. The next thing I think of with Darren Jackson is loyalty and dedication. Again, I know factually that those of us on both sides of the aisle can tell you that when Darren tells you he's for you, he is for you. When he supports you, he supports you. I can say personally that Darren has meant as much to my development as a legislator as anybody here. Not through anything that he got from that, but because he wanted to help see me be the best me that I could be. And a lot of times when you have somebody with that type of compassion, that type of kindness, that kind of love for his fellow man, they may be lacking in one other area. And sometimes that may be what we like to call toughness. And again, if you know Darren, you do not have any issue whatsoever with his toughness and his ability to stand his ground and fight for what he believes in. And the things he believes in are varied, and they are representative of who North Carolina is right now. Darren believes that everybody has a right to decent health care. Darren believes that everyone should get the best education that North Carolina can offer, because the public education system is what helped make Darren what he is. Darren believes that you have to have a clean environment to help people stay healthy. And finally, he believes in robust economic growth throughout this state, not just in his district, not just in his county of Wake, but anywhere that we can make it happen, he wants to make it happen. And a personal example of his toughness is when Darren decided that he wanted to serve the people of North Carolina and serve the people of his district, he put his name forward like a good public servant. And the people looked at him and they said, "Thanks, but no thanks." So Darren came out again and put his name forward. He knew how good he could be. The district just didn't know yet. And again, the district said, "Thanks, but no thanks." But the third time was a charm. And a lot of us would have sat down by that time. We know how exhausting it is. We know how tough it is to run. But he stuck to it. And because he stuck to it, his district has gotten one of the best representatives they have ever seen. And we have been blessed to have one of the best colleagues we could ever have. So I humbly ask you at this time of great change, at this time in the history of this great state to join me in supporting Darren Jackson, because he believes in, again, the opportunity for everyone to be the best that they can be and to make this state the best that it can be. And I firmly believe that his unique blend of skills and talents will lead us throughout the 2019-2020 biennium. And so I humbly ask for and would appreciate your support for Darren Jackson for Speaker of the House.
For what purpose does the gentlelady from Guilford, Representative Harrison, seek recognition?
I rise to second the nomination of Darren Jackson as Speaker of the House.
The member has the floor, may approach the well of the House and proceed.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Clerk, ladies and gentlemen of the House, and honored guests and friends. It's my honor to second the nomination of Darren Jackson as Speaker of the House. I'm reminded of Joe Hackney's first speech when he was elected Speaker. I believe it was in 2006, in 2007. He said, "The Speakership is not a command position. The Speaker's main task is to help House members identify, address, and decide upon the issues that come before us in an orderly, thoughtful, and responsible manner." And I believe he got that right. We are all equal members of this House, and we all have the same vote. I think Darren Jackson is very worthy of this position as House Speaker. I don't want to repeat what Representative Reeves has said, but I will just note that Darren is a great listener and a consensus builder in our caucus. And this is no easy thing with our diverse caucus, as I'm sure Representative Bell knows with his. The ability to bring about people with diverse viewpoints and diverse backgrounds together into one direction is something that all of us can benefit from. As Representative Reeves noted, North Carolina now has divided government, but I think there's a lot of common ground that all 120 of us can agree upon. I think Darren Jackson, as House Speaker, will do a great job bringing us all together. I know he'll do a great job leading the House Democrats, working together with our Republican colleagues, Governor Cooper, and all the Council of State, and moving us forward the next 2 years to be the great state that we can be. I'm proud to second Darren Jackson's nomination as Speaker of the House. Thank you.
Are there further nominations? Hearing none, the chair declares the floor closed to further nominations. As required by the North Carolina Constitution, Article 6, Section 5, all elections of the General Assembly shall be viva voce. A roll call vote with each member's vote is taken and spread upon the journal for the election of Speaker. When the roll of the House is called, you may vote for one of the members whose name was placed into nomination. Those favoring the election of Representative Moore, the member from Cleveland County, as the Speaker of the House of Representatives, will, when your names are called, vote by saying Moore. Those favoring the election of Representative Jackson, the member from Wake County, as the Speaker of the House of Representatives, will, when your names are called, vote by saying Jackson. Members, please use your microphones when your name is called. The question before the House is the election of the Speaker of the House of Representatives. The acting reading clerk will call the roll of the House.
Representatives Adams,
Moore,
Adcock,
Jackson,
Ager,
Jackson,
Alexander,
Jackson,
Arp,
Moore,
Autry,
Jackson,
Ball,
Jackson,
Barnes,
Moore,
Batch,
Jackson,
Beasley,
Jackson,
Belk,
Jackson,
Bell,
Moore,
Black,
Jackson,
Blackwell,
Moore,
Bowles,
Moore,
Brisson,
Moore,
Brockman,
Jackson,
Brody,
Moore,
Bumgardner,
Moore,
Butler.
Jackson.
Carney.
Jackson.
Carter.
Moore.
Clemens.
Jackson.
Cleveland.
Moore.
Conrad.
Moore.
Corbin.
Moore.
Cunningham. Dahl.
Jackson.
Davis.
Moore.
Dixon.
Moore.
Dobson.
Moore.
Elmore.
Moore.
Everett.
Jackson.
Faircloth.
Moore.
Farmer Butterfield.
Jackson.
Floyd.
Moore.
Fraley.
Moore.
Galliard.
Jackson.
Garrison.
Jackson.
Gill.
Jackson.
Goodman.
Jackson.
Goodwin.
Moore.
Graham.
Jackson.
Grange.
Moore.
D. Hall.
Moore.
K. Hall.
Moore.
Hennig.
Moore.
Hodderster.
Moore.
Harris.
Jackson.
Harrison.
Jackson.
Hastings.
Moore.
Hawkins.
Jackson.
Henson.
Moore.
Holly.
Jackson.
Horn.
Moore.
Howard.
Moore.
Humphrey.
Moore.
Hunt.
Jackson.
Hunter.
Jackson.
Hurley.
Moore.
Insko.
Jackson.
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 Jarvis.
Moore.
John.
Jackson.
Johnson.
Moore.
Jones.
Moore.
Kidwell.
Moore.
Lambeth.
Moore.
Lewis.
Moore.
Lofton.
Jackson.
Logan.
Jackson.
Lucas.
Jackson.
Majid.
Jackson.
Martin.
Jackson.
McElrath.
Moore.
McGrady.
Moore.
McNeil.
Moore.
Meyer.
Jackson.
Montgomery.
Jackson.
Moore.
Moore.
Morey.
Jackson.
Pierce.
Jackson.
Pittman.
Moore.
Potts.
Moore.
Presnell.
Moore.
Queen.
Jackson.
Quick.
Jackson.
Reeves.
Jackson.
Richardson.
Moore.
Rydell.
Moore.
Rogers.
Moore.
Ross.
Moore.
Russell.
Jackson.
Same.
Moore.
Sasser.
Moore.
Sauls.
Moore.
Setzer.
Moore.
Shepard.
Moore.
C. Smith.
Moore.
K. Smith.
Jackson.
R. Smith.
Jackson.
Speciale.
Moore.
Stevens.
Moore.
Strickland.
Moore.
Zoka.
Moore.
Terry.
Jackson.
Torbett.
Moore.
B. Turner.
Jackson.
R. Turner.
Moore.
Von Hafen.
Jackson.
Warren.
Moore.
White.
Moore.
Willingham.
Jackson.
Ray.
Jackson.
Yarborough.
Moore.
Zachary.
Moore.
The House will be at ease. The House will come back to order. Representative Moore, having received 65 votes, is declared the duly elected Speaker of the 2019 House of Representatives. Congratulations, Mr. Speaker. The following representatives are appointed to escort the Honorable Tim Moore, Speaker of the House of Representatives, to the dais. Those representatives are Representative Bell, Chair, Representatives Carney, Goodman, Jackson, Lewis, Stevens, Zoka, Hastings, and Ray. Please now repair to the rear of the chamber. The oath of office will be administered to the Speaker by Senior Associate Justice Paul M. Newby, North Carolina Supreme Court.
Mr. Speaker-elect, if you would place your left hand on the Bible, raise your right hand. Do you, Tim Moore, solemnly and sincerely swear that you'll support the Constitution of the United States, that you'll be faithful and bear true allegiance to the state of North Carolina and to the constitutional powers and authorities which are or may be established for the government thereof, and that you'll endeavor to support, maintain, and defend the Constitution of said state, not inconsistent with the Constitution of the United States, to the best of your knowledge and ability, so help you God? And do you swear that you will well and truly execute the duties of your office as Speaker of the North Carolina House of Representatives according to the best of your skill and ability, according to law, so help you God?
I do, so help me God.
Congratulations, Mr. Speaker.
As Justice Newby came up to swear me in, and both of my sons were here, I was a little nervous. Justice Newby may recall about 4 years ago when my boys were a lot smaller. They're now taller than I am. They were shorter than me, and someone fell off to the side over here, and they just lost it and laughed the whole time, and so we didn't know what was happening. So today went a lot more smoothly, so I'm grateful for that. Well, first of all, thank you and welcome. Today is a special day, and fellow representatives, it is a tremendous honor to accept your nomination to serve as Speaker for a third time of the State House. I want to give a special recognition to our special guests who are here with us today, as well as the people watching from around the state of North Carolina. Welcome to this new biennium of the North Carolina House of Representatives. It's a great opening day, and we're off to a great start. We also have a special opportunity today, though, as members, to appreciate those who are with us today, our family, friends, those who've been with us. I would ask that at this point that we take a moment and recognize and thank our family members who are with us today for their sacrifice and their service. Please join me in thanking them. Congratulations to our new members who are here for the first time. You took precious time that you have to represent your local communities from around North Carolina, and we appreciate your service to this legislature and to our state. Many of you represent friends and families and neighbors who are still recovering from Hurricanes Florence and Matthew. Our hearts are with the millions of North Carolinians still recovering from these storms. We owe a great thanks for the heroism of our first responders, of our volunteers and emergency officials, and those back home in the communities, even as we are here today helping to rebuild. They showed incredible bravery in countless rescues of moms, dads, children, and families in sudden peril. Others labored and continue to labor for weeks to protect the homes and livelihoods of their fellow North Carolinians. To every one of you, we say thank you and God bless you. The legislature will continue to prioritize recovery for citizens still suffering from these devastating floods. They require new investments to rebuild their school systems and higher education campuses. A school construction bond, which I will file this session, is essential to address these desperate needs, and we'll talk more about those as the session proceeds. You know, when I travel and talk to folks, particularly down in eastern North Carolina, I am absolutely in awe of their perseverance through these storms. These are incredible communities that are determined to respond and emerge stronger than ever. It is with their resilient spirit the North Carolina General Assembly reconvenes this session. Our state of storied traditions and rich landscapes faces far more opportunities than challenges. I am proud to report that we are well prepared and poised to fulfill these opportunities, and we will meet challenges with reforms that work. By coming together for our shared priorities, we can continue to empower the public and the private sectors. Let's continue improving our business climate. must keep a rapidly growing population and new jobs pouring into North Carolina. Let's maintain an approach that creates prosperity for native North Carolinians as well as our new arrivals. We all share the same goals for our local homes and districts. Public safety is our top priority. And I'll pause here to simply point out that today is National Law Enforcement Day. I would ask that we take a moment and thank our members of law enforcement and those who are in law enforcement, if you'll please stand so that we can thank you and recognize you as well. Have a number here. Thank you. As I say, public safety is a top priority, along with providing a strong education and getting good jobs for our families. We want to improve state government services. We want the same results for our citizens, and we will collaborate to achieve them. We have each a vision of serving our districts for a better North Carolina. All of us here are to keep promises to the people of our hometowns, our neighbors, and our friends. I promise to help you serve them as only you can. Each of you know your own community, and my job as speaker is to help you best serve your community. I have great confidence in the representatives of this chamber to continue our state's success, to do the right things for North Carolina, to protect the people and build a brighter future for our kids, to compete around the world for cutting-edge industries and a top-tier workforce for the next generation. Whether you represent a major city, a historic small town, or one of our rural splendor, each of us is here to give the good people the voice that they deserve in Raleigh and in state government. As legislators, we are called to lead by listening and shine a light on the needs of our fellow citizens, to speak up for what is right. We have devoted our strength to this cause much greater than ourselves, and we must endeavor to serve those who depend us on all above all else. To recognize that progress takes compromise, that some values like being first in freedom are not just something on a license plate, they're not just principles, but they are absolutely a guiding post for this state and something we must endeavor to fight for, and they are God-given guarantees. The late Reverend Billy Graham, whose statue will soon represent our state in the U.S. Capitol, said, "This idea of freedom as a right of all men everywhere is unique among nations. Let the essential independence of our people be a guiding force for our solutions. Like families and businesses, we must expect the unexpected on their behalf. We are entrusted with the people's purse to ensure the financial security of institutions that serve millions across the state. With prudent budgets, we have kept our promises and built a better tomorrow for the next generation. This year, we will continue to meet the challenges of rapid growth and commitments to core priorities. Some of those are connecting every corner of our state with dependable infrastructure, offering an exceptional education to young minds and securing their safety, controlling the cost of health care for young people and patients, families, and seniors, balancing budgets, and making government services more efficient and reliable. We all want to make North Carolina the very best place in the nation, and frankly, I think it already is, but we need to continue our work. We share a love for the greatness of our state, our local communities, and this prosperous nation. Together, we will find a balanced path of consensus to tackle tough problems. Serious and bipartisan solutions are needed to confront difficult issues. Our constituents are counting on us to find a fix. Let's search for the middle ground instead of the high ground. Let's bring coalitions together to achieve reform. Let's negotiate in good faith for the good of our state. Let's reach across the aisle to achieve change, and let's endeavor for the truly possible instead of the politically easy. We also need to recognize our fellow citizens' sincere commitment to the best interest of all people. Members, congratulations upon your election. Thank you for stepping forward to serve. God bless you, and God bless the great state of North Carolina. Thank you. The next order of business is the adoption of temporary rules.
The member from Harnett, Representative Lewis, is recognized for a motion.
Mr. Speaker, I have placed a resolution with the clerk for consideration by this body.
The clerk will file the resolution and assign a number. House Resolution 1, the clerk will read.
Representative Lewis, House Resolution 1, a House resolution adopting the temporary rules of the House of Representatives for the 2019 regular session.
General from Harnett, Representative Lewis, is recognized to explain the resolution.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker and members, the resolution before you establishes the temporary rules that our session will operate under until we adopt permanent rules. Let me say for the record that these rules are largely the exact same rules that governed the last session of the General Assembly. The only changes to those rules from the last sessions are found on pages 9, 10, and 11. There are a few fewer committees than there were last time. Page 14, this establishes the bill filing deadlines to conform with our calendar this year. And also on page 16, which deal with how a committee can report out a bill. Other than that, these are the exact same rules, and I would respectfully ask for you to vote to adopt our temporary rules. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
For what purpose, gentleman from Wake, Representative Jackson, rise.
Speak on the resolution.
Gentleman is recognized to debate the resolution.
Ladies and gentlemen, as you know, many of you who have been here before, there's a lot of things about our House rules that I'd like to see us debate, and I hope we will when we get to permanent rules. However, today is not that day. Today is a day to celebration, not two-hour debates. So I'd ask you all to support the House Resolution number 1.
Further discussion, further debate? If not, the question before the House is the adoption of House Resolution 1. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. The clerk will open the vote. The clerk will lock the machine and record the vote. 116 having voted in the affirmative, none in the negative. House Resolution 1 is adopted and ordered printed. Members, the next item of business is the election of a speaker pro tempore from the membership. I now declare the floor open to nominations for speaker pro tempore of the House of Representatives. For what purpose does the gentleman from Duplin, Representative Dixon, rise?
To place in the name of nomination for speaker pro tempore, Representative Sarah Stevens.
The gentleman is so recognized, and the gentleman may approach the well of the House and proceed.
Got it. Mr. Speaker, members, honored guests, family, and friends, it is my privileged opportunity to nominate the usually gentle lady from Sarah County, Representative Sarah Stevens, as Speaker pro tempore of the North Carolina House of Representatives for the 2019-2020 biennial session. When Representative Jackson stood and seconded Representative Stevens' nomination for this same position in 2017, he said, "We served on justice and public safety together, where I immediately saw someone that really, truly, deeply cared about the court system and wanted to make improvement. I can say without hesitation that for all of the 8 years I've been in this House, that I have observed that that same care and concern that he saw in her relative to the court system, I have seen trending through all her efforts a desire to make meaningful improvements. For 2 years, we were seatmates, and I have fond memories of the discussions that we had, and I learned valuable lessons. Though I've heard this advice a few times since I first heard it from Sarah, it has helped me more than a few times. Said she, remember, Jimmy, you don't have to defend what you don't say. I once told Sarah, I don't have to refuse snacks that you don't offer me. But that didn't stop her. and I'm thankful for those treats. Sarah has the unique ability to show compassion when needed, stern rebuke when required. She has great respect for this institution and has and will defend and protect it as the people's house. Her honorable service over the last 2 years has added to her abilities when called upon to lead this house as Speaker pro tem. Mr. Speaker and members of the House, it is my honor to ask you for your support for Representative Sarah Stevens.
For what purpose does the gentleman from Moore, Representative Bowles, rise?
To second the nomination of Representative Stevens to the 2019 Speaker pro tem.
The gentleman is recognized and may approach the well of the House.
All right, Sarah, it's my turn. Thank you, Mr. Speaker, members of the House, and guests in the gallery. It's my honor and my privilege to not only nominate my friend, but a colleague and a classmate when we came in together in 2009, Sarah Stevens, to the 2019 Speaker pro tem position. As Representative Dixon alluded to, the justice and public safety, we've started together with public safety and are still on it. Her commitment to the justice system in North Carolina, and if she has something on her mind, you might as well hang in there and listen, and you don't have to agree, but you're going to have a heck of a fight. So it's my honor today to get up once again, not only classmate, but my friend, Sarah Stevens, Surrey County, nominate as Speaker pro tem to the 2019 General Assembly. Mr. Speaker, thank you.
For what purpose does the gentleman from Orange, Representative Meyer, rise?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I wish to place at the nomination the name of Representative Robert Reeves.
The gentleman is recognized and may approach the well of the House to proceed.
Ladies and gentlemen of the North Carolina House of Representatives, today I stand to nominate the gentleman from Chatham and the native of Lee, Representative Robert Reeves, for the leadership position of Speaker pro tempore. Representative Reeves joined the House in 2013 and is entering his fourth term. During the last session and in this coming session, he has earned the respect of his Democratic colleagues serving as deputy leader of our caucus. Like the best of North Carolinians, he lives up to our state's motto, Esse quam videri. He is here not to be seen. He is here to work and work together. During his time in the House, I believe that Representative Reeves has established himself as a unifying leader. His most impactful floor speeches have been those calling for civility during our most contentious moments. Like all of us, Representative Reeves is driven by his core values. Perhaps more so than most of us, he also finds our common values and works to keep them before the body. Representative Reeves is the son of lifelong public servants Robert and Ruth Reeves, husband of human servant Cynthia Reeves, the father of Brianna and TJ, and himself a servant of God. Colleagues, I'm sure that we can all agree that Representative Reeves would be a strong and unifying leader. I suggest that if we, the North Carolina House of Representatives, wishes to live up to the motto of Esse quam videri, there is no better way to show the people that we truly represent all of the people of North Carolina than to reach across party lines in forming our leadership team today. Therefore, I encourage all members of the House to elect Representative Robert Reeves to the position of Speaker pro tem.
What purpose does the lady from Durham, Representative Morey, rise?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, to second the nomination of Representative Reeves.
The lady is recognized and may approach the well to proceed.
Thank you. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, members, colleagues, and invited guests. I would just like to second the nomination of Robert Reeves for pro tem. I've known Robert for several years now, first as a lawyer in the court system, and now as a new representative. And one thing I would say about Robert, he's a gentleman. All of you that have been here know he has kindness, he has wit, he has compassion. And as the speaker said, he is one of the best listeners in this body. We are nominating Representative Reeves because of his character, his intellect, and also he represents this body. And we would like the members, please consider, and I ask you to support his nomination as Speaker pro tem. Thank you.
Are there further nominations? Seeing none, the chair declares the nominations closed. When the roll of the House is called, you may vote for one of the members whose name was placed in nomination. Those favoring the election of Representative Stevens, the member from Surrey County, as Speaker pro tempore will, when your name is called, vote by saying Stevens. Those favoring the election of Representative Reeves, the member from Chatham County, as Speaker pro tempore of the House, will vote by saying Reeves. The question before the House is the election of the Speaker pro tempore of the 2019 House of Representatives. The acting reading clerk will call the roll of the House.
Representatives Adams.
Stevens.
Adcock.
Reeves.
Ager.
Reeves.
Alexander.
Reeves.
Arp.
Stevens.
Autry.
Reeves.
Ball.
Reeves.
Barnes.
Stevens.
Batch.
Reeves.
Beasley.
Reeves.
Belk.
Reeves.
Bell.
Stevens.
Black.
Reeves.
Blackwell.
Stevens.
Bowles.
Stevens.
Brisson.
Stevens.
Brockman.
Reeves.
Brody.
Stevens.
Bumgardner.
Stevens.
Butler.
Reeves.
Carney.
Reeves.
Carter.
Stevens.
Clemens.
Reeves.
Cleveland.
Stevens.
Conrad.
Stevens.
Corbin.
Stevens.
Cunningham.
Reeves.
Dahl.
Reeves.
Davis.
Stevens.
Dixon.
Stevens.
Dobson.
Stevens.
Elmore.
Stevens.
Everett.
Reeves.
Faircloth.
Stevens.
Farmer Butterfield.
Reeves.
Floyd.
Reeves.
Fraley.
Stevens.
Galliard.
Reeves.
Garrison.
Reeves.
Gill.
Reeves.
Goodman.
Reeves.
Goodwin.
Stevens.
Graham.
Reeves.
Grange.
Stevens.
D. Hall.
Stevens.
K. Hall.
Stevens.
Hennig.
Stevens.
Hodister.
Stevens.
Harris.
Reeves.
Harrison.
Reeves.
Hastings.
Stevens.
Hawkins.
Reeves.
Henson.
Stevens.
Holly.
Reeves.
Horn.
Stevens.
Howard.
Stevens.
Humphrey.
Stevens.
Hunt.
Reeves.
Hunter.
Reeves.
Hurley.
Stevens.
Insko.
Reeves.
Jackson.
Reeves.
Jarvis.
Stevens.
John.
Reeves.
Johnson.
Stevens.
Jones.
Stevens.
Kidwell.
Stevens.
Lambert.
Stevens.
Lewis.
Stevens.
Lofton.
Reeves.
Logan.
Reeves.
Lucas.
Reeves.
Majid.
Reeves.
Martin.
Reeves.
McElrath.
Stevens.
McGrady.
Stevens.
McNeil.
Stevens.
Meyer.
Reeves.
Montgomery.
Reeves.
Morey.
Reeves.
Pierce.
Reeves.
Pittman.
Stevens.
Potts.
Stevens.
Presnell.
Stevens.
Queen.
Reeves.
Quick.
Reeves.
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 Richardson.
Reeves.
Rydell.
Stevens.
Rogers.
Stevens.
Ross.
Stevens.
Russell.
Reeves.
Sane.
Stevens.
Sasser.
Stevens.
Sauls.
Stevens.
Setzer.
Stevens.
Shepherd.
Stevens.
C. Smith.
Stevens.
K. Smith.
Reeves.
R. Smith.
Reeves.
Speciale.
Stevens.
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 Strickland.
Stevens.
Zoka.
Stevens.
Terry.
Reeves.
Torbett.
Stevens.
B. Turner.
Reeves.
R. Turner.
Stevens.
Von Hafen.
Reeves.
Warren.
Stevens.
White.
Stevens.
Willingham.
Reeves.
Ray.
Reeves.
Yarborough.
Stevens.
Zachary.
Stevens.
Speaker Moore.
Stevens. House will stand at ease. The House will come back to order. Representative Stevens, having received 63 votes, is declared the duly elected Speaker pro tempore of the 2019 House of Representatives. The following representatives are appointed to escort the Honorable Sarah Stevens to the well of the House. Representative Dixon, Chair. Representatives Bowles, Cleveland, and Davis. We'd ask those members to please now repair to the rear of the chamber.
I do.
The oath of Speaker pro tempore Stevens will be administered by Senior Associate Justice Paul M. Newby, North Carolina Supreme Court.
Hold my Bible. Yeah. Right hand. Oh, move over here so they can see.
Pardon us for a photograph moment.
Come over here and hold the Bible, sweetie.
Left hand, raise in your right hand.
We're going to get there.
Do you, Sarah Stevens, solemnly and sincerely swear that you'll support the Constitution of the United States, that you will be faithful and bear true allegiance to the state of North Carolina and to the constitutional powers and authorities which are or may be established for the government thereof, and that you'll endeavor to support, maintain, and defend the Constitution of said state, not inconsistent with the Constitution of the United States, to the best of your knowledge and ability, so help you God? And do you swear that you'll well and truly execute the duties of the office of the Speaker pro tem of the North Carolina House of Representatives according to the best of your skill and ability, according to law, so help you God?
I do. So help me God.
Congratulations.
Members, thank you so much for the confidence to elect me again as Speaker pro tem. The last 2 years were an incredible experience, and I've learned a lot. I think the next 2 years are going to get even better as I try to reach out to all of you. And please know my door is always open. I'm trying to decide which one I need to thank first. If I need a eulogy, Jimmy Dixon's going to preach it, because Jimmy is just... Representative Dixon has just been one amazing friend and one amazing statesman for everything he says and does. If something needs to be done with a passion, Jimmy Dixon's it. And Representative Bowles, Jamie and I have been friends since we sat on the back bench, and we've been through a lot together, and we will continue to go through a lot together. Jamie will be someone I always consider a friend. I actually had on my little schedule here, and my husband hates when I try to prepare a speech, and so does my daughter, because it's terrible. But I need to thank my family and their influence. For those of you who were here 2 years ago, you remember I did a lot of speech about my brothers and sisters and some tragedies and things that we did, and I had the great honor of having my mother here. What got sort of neglected in some of that is my husband and my 3 daughters and my daughter-in-law and 2 of my 5 grandchildren. 2 of the older ones have been here and held the Bible before. One even took the oath. He made it to the newspaper for taking the oath. But these 2 were dying to come in case there's not another term, and the other one is entirely too small. Based on true what a lot of the other speakers have said, it sounds like we're all thinking the same way. I don't want to project on what the future is going to be, but I am concerned at times about our public perception. Frequently they say, you're doing nothing. You're getting nothing done but arguing.
and we can change that perception by doing better. We don't always have to be looking for the political moment or for the worst in our family members. We can agree to disagree. Please don't forget, my seatmate is George Cleveland. You know, we can agree to disagree. I can communicate with George. That tells you that we do have those abilities. Imagine if we all thought the same way. Gosh, we'd be a boring group. But we can be statesmen, and we can continue to agree to disagree and use our diplomatic skills. So I would suggest the following. We first have to start with communication. We need to be able to talk to each other. What do you know about different people here? How many of you know that Jimmy Dixon played on the Wake Forest football team at the same time as Brian Piccolo? You know, Jimmy Dixon was out there. How many of you know what an awesome, awesome basketball player Josh Dobson is? And boy, he has some six-pack abs. I've seen those in pictures. But I'm saying there are so many interesting things, and lucky for some of you, I don't know your story, or I'm just not going to tell it. Right, Jamie? I trained as a mediator after about 8 years, 9 years doing just family law. I also got mediation training, and that was the first group that came to North Carolina preaching mediation as the alternative ways to do things. And that's an absolutely awesome skill, being able to talk to people. But I think I learned even more from a book called Getting Past No. Sometimes getting to yes is easier. People are willing to engage. They're doing things. But getting past no made an even bigger impact in me. And there are several phrases I think we all need to think about. When we're ready to blow our stack, when we're ready to yell and scream at each other, we need to remember this phrase. Go to the balcony. Go to the balcony. That means remove yourself from the situation in one way or the other. Remove yourself by needing to go to the restroom, by needing to make a phone call real quick, by stepping out of the room, or by just physically engaging a different conversation so you can get back to your focus. That's just such an important skill, and it's so hard for us to do because we do get engaged in whatever makes us angry. One of my favorites is don't get even, get what you want. I can yell and scream at one of you, and that's not going to get me anywhere. But I can manage to talk to you and engage you in whatever we can find is common ground, then we may eventually get to what we want, get some legislation moving, get some things passed. But we can't do that if we can't talk. My children, and now my grandchildren, know that if they're angry and they're yelling at me, I am just as likely to walk away as anything. I will not yell. And I will tell them, if you really want something and you really want to talk to me, let's get down to this level. And then I got a grandson. You've seen he's a little feisty little handful. And I see his mother frequently have to use the phrase, I don't negotiate with terrorists. He says, if you don't do what I want you to do, I'm not going to love you anymore. I'm going to get my way. I'm going to scream and yell. And she has to look at him and go, I don't negotiate with terrorists. It's okay, Jackson. I told you I was going to say it. And so he was a little confused when everybody kept saying Jackson. He was wanting to respond and get the microphone. So it's being able to open up that line of communication. And respect. Respect your constituents. Respect the people in this chamber. Feel good about why you're here and what you do. Because what you do matters. You know, we have to have some civility in this building, and that's where I always object, with these points of order. If you'll notice, any time I stand up, Lisa Brown, it's not a drinking game. When I stand up and declare a point of order, it's because we've either gotten far afield of what we're trying to discuss, or somebody is attacking somebody's credibility, motive, talking about what an evil body we are, and that's just not acceptable. We can get our points across without having to say that. One of our biggest misconceptions at times is that we are so very different from you, that Republicans are all white, rich men. I'm sorry, if all of you over here are rich, please raise your hand. I'm going to get to know you a whole lot better. I personally shared stories on the floor before about my husband losing his job and drawing unemployment, and that I knew what those people on unemployment were going through because we, in fact, experienced that. So we need to eliminate some of those stories or some of those stereotypes and be able to talk to each other. You don't know who's been through what. I think I had the occasion one time, too, to talk about my breast cancer. And since then, I've talked to several people on both sides of the aisle about dealing with breast cancer. Not only did I have it, but all four of my sisters have it. We've had lots of experience with that. So you never know what people are going through. Remember that we are all here for the same purpose. We may have different goals in the end, but we're all here for the same purpose. We can reach consensus. When I started, I was in the back of the room in seat 119. I was given the absolute last seat in the house. But you know what? That didn't necessarily keep me quiet. As soon as I found my legs and felt comfortable talking, I still contributed. I looked at bills that were going to go through and going to pass and try to make them the best that they could be. And look at some of the unintended consequences. That's certainly what I invite everybody to do. You may see something that we don't see. About 85 to 90% of what we do since I've been here is through consensus. It's been through consensus. And I don't discourage opposing opinion, and I don't discourage protest. But protest even should be civil and respectful. You'll be better heard if you do. And when you really want to be heard, you don't go out and look for the media to cover you. You look to come to the individual members and talk to them in a clear, concise, cohesive way. But thank you, and I look forward to another couple of years. I was getting the wind it up sign from my family, so you can thank them because I've got grandkids who are hungry.
The next item of business is the election of a principal clerk. I now declare the floor open to nominations for principal clerk of the House of Representatives. For what purpose does the gentleman from Wayne, Representative Bell, rise?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I rise to place the name of James White before the House as a nominee for principal clerk.
The member has the floor and may proceed.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Members, today I rise to nominate Mr. James White to continue as our House principal clerk. Mr. White does not only have an impressive resume of service, but has worked to earn the trust and respect of each member of this chamber. Mr. White and his team work diligently to make sure the House is ready for session each day. Whether it's late nights or early mornings, they ensure the House is in order to conduct the state's business. Mr. White has served honorably for the last 2 years as our House principal clerk, and I ask you to join me in his reelection. Thank you.
For what purpose does the gentleman from Wake, Representative Jackson, rise?
To second the nomination.
The gentleman is recognized to second it and has the floor. May proceed.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Ladies and gentlemen, I rise today to second the nomination of Mr. White to be the House Principal Clerk. There may be no more important office in this body than the clerk's office. Every single one of us relies on the staff's professionalism, competence, and dedication to their craft. When deciding how to vote on who should be our next principal clerk to lead the clerk's office, I want you to think about and ask yourself three questions. Did you wake up today wondering how to improve the parliamentary and administrative function of the North Carolina House of Representatives? Is Mason's Manual of Legislative Procedure on your bedside table? Do you want to be the one to tell Representative Lewis he's confused about the precedential order of motions? If, like me, you answer no to all three of these questions, I surely hope you did, you have no business being House Principal Clerk. But fortunately, in James White, we have someone who is perfect for that job. James has served this body in various capacities since 2010 and as our principal clerk last term. During the past 2 years, he impressed me with his professionalism, his responsiveness, his honesty, and his command for our specific rules and the general rules of parliamentary procedure. I rely on his judgment and respect his authority, and am pleased to ask you all to vote for him today. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Are there further nominations? Hearing none, the gentleman from Harnett, Representative Lewis, is recognized for motion.
Mr. Speaker, I move that nominations be closed and that James White be elected principal clerk by acclamation.
Is there objection? Hearing none, the chair declares nominations closed. The question before the House is the election of James White as principal clerk of the House of Representatives. Those in favor of the election of James White as principal clerk will say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. The chair declares that James White is duly elected as principal clerk of the North Carolina House of Representatives for 2019 by acclamation. Mr. White. Mr. White, if you'd please approach the dais. Pursuant to General Statutes 120-5, the Speaker of the House is authorized to administer oaths for all officers of the House, and we will do that at this time. Seated. Mr. White, at the end of this, if you will affirm or swear, once I conclude reading this, please. Do you, James White, solemnly and sincerely swear that you will support the Constitution of the United States, that you will be faithful and bear true allegiance to the state of North Carolina and to the constitutional powers and authorities which are or may be established for the government thereof, and that you will endeavor to support, maintain, and defend the Constitution of said state, not inconsistent with the Constitution of the United States, to the best of your knowledge and ability, so help you God? And do you swear that you will well and truly execute the duties of the office of principal clerk of the North Carolina House of Representatives according to the best of your skill and ability, according to law, so help you God?
I do, so help me God.
Congratulations.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Thank you, Leader Bell, Leader Jackson, and members of the House. I extend my fullest gratitude to all the members of this body. Your continued support and confidence in me to execute the duties of Principal Clerk are sincerely appreciated. The honor I feel for my role serving this House has not waned, and I stand ready and eager to assist this membership. I would be remiss if I did not take a moment to recognize the outstanding staff in the Principal Clerk's office and their dedication to professionalism. Without them, my job and the services that we provide would be impossible. Members, again, thank you for this extraordinary opportunity to serve our state. I look forward to the legislative work ahead. Thank you.
The next item of business is the appointment of officers. Pursuant to House Rule 45, the Speaker appoints Garland Shepherd to serve as the Sergeant-at-Arms for the 2019 session of the House of Representatives. Mr. Shepherd, please approach the dais. Come a little closer. Do you, Garland D. Shepherd, solemnly and sincerely swear that you will support the Constitution of the United States, that you will be faithful and bear true allegiance to the state of North Carolina and to the constitutional powers and authorities which are or may be established for the government thereof, and that you will endeavor to support, maintain, and defend the Constitution of said state, not inconsistent with the Constitution of the United States, to the best of your knowledge and ability, so help you God? And do you swear that you will well and truly execute the duties of the office of Sergeant-at-Arms of the North Carolina House of Representatives according to the best of your skill and ability, according to law, so help you God?
I do, so help me God.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you.
Garland turned down the opportunity to offer an acceptance speech there. Yeah.
Yeah. It takes somebody with poor judgment to try this thing with your boss is standing there watching.
Thanks, Garland. Pursuant to House Rule 45, the Speaker appoints Reggie Seals to serve as the reading clerk for the 2019 session of the House of Representatives. Congratulations, Mr. Seals. The gentleman from Harnett, Representative Lewis, is recognized.
Mr. Speaker, I move that Rule 52 be suspended so that I may extend courtesies of the floor and gallery to special guests.
Without objection, so ordered.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker, it is my honor to extend the courtesies of the floor to Rick and Jean Moore, the parents of the Speaker, McCray Moore, Wilson Moore, the sons of the Speaker, and Nancy Garrison, who was the Speaker's original assistant and taught him all he knows. It's also my pleasure, Mr. Speaker, to extend the courtesy of the gallery to Dave Dilling, Mary Dilling, Martin Falls, Gary Blanton, Larry Hall, and Madison Shook.
Thank you.
Thank
the,
you
chair, the chair extends the courtesies of the floor to the family and guests, also a Speaker Pro Tempore Stevens, to the families of other officers and members of the House of Representatives, and the courtesies of the gallery to the many friends and family members who have joined us today. As well, we have a number of former House members with us. I wasn't given a list. If you're a former member of the House, please stand so we could recognize you. Thank you all very much. Appreciate it. And also the chair is honored to extend the courtesies of the floor to former Governor James B. Hunt and former First Lady Carolyn Hunt. Thank you for being with us today as well. The gentleman from Wayne, Representative Bell, is recognized for an announcement.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I want to let the body know the Republican caucus has met and elected the following: Majority Leader John Bell, Deputy Majority Leader Brendan Jones, Majority Whip John Hardister, Deputy Whips Jamie Bowles, Representative Jamie Bowles, Representative Pat McElrath, Representative Kevin Corbin, Conference Chair Representative John Zoka, Deputy Conference Chair Representative Holly Grange, Joint Caucus Chair Representative Pat Hurley, Freshman Caucus Leader Representative Jarvis Steve Jarvis, and Freshman Caucus Whip Representative Chris Humphrey. Members, I would like to let you know that we have done this with 2 4-year-olds sitting right here today, which has been the biggest challenge I've had in this body since I got here. Thank you very much.
The gentleman from Wake, Representative Jackson, is recognized for an announcement.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. The Democratic Caucus has also met and has elected myself as Democratic leader, Representative Robert Reeves from Chatham County as deputy leader. Our whips this term will be Garland Pierce of Scotland County, Carly Cunningham of Mecklenburg County, Deb Butler of New Hanover County, Amos Quick of Guilford County, and Cynthia Ball of Wake County. Our freshmen have also organized and elected co-chairs, Ashton Clemens of Guilford County and Derwin Montgomery of Forsyth County. Yeah.
Members, the chair is about to appoint a number of the committee chair appointments. We're not going to make all of those today. But we will make a few of those. And so I would ask those members, when your name is called, to please approach the dais to receive your gavel. And also, with the 2019 House of Representatives now being organized and ready to proceed with public business, the chair orders that a special message be sent to the Senate, so advising that honorable body. Representative Lewis is appointed chair of the Committee on Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House. Representative Sane, Lambeth, and Johnson are appointed as senior chairs of the Appropriations Committee. Representatives Art, Dobson, McGrady, Faircloth, and Brisson are appointed as chairs of the Committee on Appropriations. If you all would approach and receive your gavels, please. Representatives Howard, Setzer, and Soka are appointed as senior chairs of the Committee on Finance. If you all would please approach as well. Messages from the Senate. The clerk will read.
Special message from the Senate. Mr. Speaker, it is ordered that the message be sent to the House of Representatives informing that honorable body that the Senate is organized and now ready to proceed with the public business of the state. The following officers have been elected for the 2019 session. Senator Phil Berger, President Pro Tem. Senator Ralph Heiss, Deputy President Pro Tem. Mr. Holland, Principal Clerk. Mr. Robert Myrick, Sergeant at Arms. Further be advised that the Senate has been notified of the election of the following party officers: Senator Brown, Majority Leader. Senator Tillman, Majority Whip. Senator Gunn, Majority Whip. Senator Sanderson, Republican Joint Caucus Leader. Senator Blue, Minority Leader. Senator Cotaudry, Majority Whip. Senator Clark, Majority Caucus Secretary. Respectfully, Sarah Holland, Principal Kirk.
Noted. Special message from the Senate. The clerk will read.
Senate Joint Resolution 2, First Edition, a joint resolution adjourning the 2019 regular session of the General Assembly to a date certain as approved by law.
Pursuant to Rule 32, the resolution is added to today's calendar for immediate consideration. Senate Joint Resolution 2, the clerk will read.
Senator Rabin, Senate Joint Resolution 2, a joint resolution adjourning the 2019 regular session of the General Assembly to a date certain as approved by law. The Senate resolved, House concurring.
The gentleman from Harnett, Representative Lewis, recognized to debate the resolution.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker and members, Senate Joint Resolution 2 is a resolution that will adjourn this body until Wednesday, January 30th, 2019. For those that are in the gallery, those that may be listening in, this is a typical thing that the General Assembly does in order to accommodate the setting up and the preparations for the true beginning of session, which will kick off on Wednesday, January the 30th. Of course, members have access to their offices and to staff to begin to work on bills and to take care of constituent concerns during this time. With that, I would respectfully ask for your support of this resolution.
Further discussion, further debate? If not, the question before the House is the passage of Senate Joint Resolution on its second reading. All in favor will vote aye. All opposed will vote no. The clerk will open the vote. Clerk will light machine record the vote. 116 having voted in the affirmative, none the negative. Senate Joint Resolution 2 passes its second reading and will without objection be read a third time.
Senate resolved, the House concurred.
Further discussion, further debate? If not, all in favor of passage of Senate Joint Resolution 2 on its third reading will say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. Senate Joint Resolution 2, having passed its third reading, is ordered and rolled. Notices and announcements. For what purpose is the gentleman from Union, Representative R. Prize?
For an announcement.
The gentleman has the floor for an announcement.
Colleagues, I'd like to invite all members and their spouses and friends and family to a reception held right over here in 2226. It's a reception sponsored by the Capitol Commission. Please welcome.
For what purpose does the gentleman from Mecklenburg, Representative Alexander, rise?
For an announcement.
The gentleman has the floor for an announcement.
The Legislative Black Caucus will be holding a reception in 1124, 1224, same room, different numbers, immediately following the session, and we cordially invite members' families to come by and commiserate with us.
For what purpose does the gentleman from Randolph, Representative McNeil, rise?
Excuse me, a point of personal privilege.
The gentleman is recognized to speak to a point of personal privilege.
My wife's birthday was Monday, so I would like everybody to help me wish her a happy birthday.
For what purpose does the lady from Wake, Representative Holly, rise?
I'd like to say happy birthday to our newest, one of our new people, James Gallagher. I understand today is his birthday.
And members of the chair also would like to recognize a former member of the House and our current Commissioner of Labor, Cherie Berry, who's also on the floor with us today. Cherie, thank you for being with us as well. And members, I previously recognized law enforcement, but I want to specifically mention that we are honored today in the gallery to have with us the command for the North Carolina Highway Patrol, the colonel, and all the senior officers. Would you all please stand so we could welcome you as well? And I also see Secretary of Division of Veterans Affairs and former member of the House as well, the unusually quiet today, Larry Hall. Larry, thanks for being with us as well. And on motion of the gentleman from Cumberland County, Representative Richardson, the chair is happy to extend the courtesies of the gallery to Julian Eicher of France, who is visiting Fayetteville and other North Carolina destinations along the Lafayette Trail that extends from Murfreesboro in Hertford County to Laurel Hill in Scotland County. Would you please stand so we could welcome you as well? Bye. And also, for what purpose does the member from Durham, Representative Black, rise?
A point of personal privilege.
The lady is recognized to speak to a point of personal privilege.
Thank you very much. I understand that we have a new member in the House who is also celebrating a birthday today. Representative Candace Smith has a birthday today. We'd like to congratulate her. This is certainly a wonderful day for her birthday as well as her first day in session. So thank you.
Thank you. Representative Alexander, does the gentleman desire further recognition? For what purpose does the gentleman rise?
A point of personal privilege.
The gentleman is recognized to speak to a point of personal privilege.
This is an unusual announcement. My seatmate, who was just elected as one of the minority party's whips, has a birthday in January at a date in which we're normally not here. So I wish if you would just join me in wishing her a slightly early happy birthday. This is Carla Cunningham.
These recognitions of birthdays reminds me we were in session just a couple weeks ago and we were honoring birthdays. It is the chair's hope that those of us who have birthdays from July and later will not have ours recognized this year on the floor of the House. So, any further notices or announcements? Seeing none, the gentleman, actually, for what purpose does the lady from Mecklenburg, Representative Cunningham, rise?
For a moment of personal privilege.
Ladies recognized to speak to a point of personal privilege.
I wanted to stand. A year ago, in about 2 months, I got the clerk to send me the notice about my little great-grandson. And everybody stops and says, oh, great-grandson. This is the great-grandson that I had. So I wanted to make sure that every one of the members, saw and had the opportunity to see the little great-grandson that the young great-grandmother had. Thank you.
Now, any further notices or announcements? If not, the gentleman from Harnett, Representative Lewis, is recognized for a motion.
Mr. Speaker, I move that the House to now adjourn pursuant to Senate Joint Resolution 2 to reconvene Wednesday, January 2nd. Pardon me, Mr. Speaker, to reconvene Wednesday, January 30th at 12 o'clock noon, subject to the standard stipulation set forth in Rule 15.1 and in honor and memory of Maria Antonella Annie Para, wife of Representative Butler.
Representative Lewis moves, seconded by Representative Butler, that the House do now adjourn to reconvene pursuant to Senate Joint Resolution 2 to reconvene Wednesday, January 30th at 12 noon in honor and in memory of Maria Antoinette Annie Para, subject to the standard stipulation set forth in Rule 15.1. Those in favor will say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. We stand adjourned. Ratification of bills, resolutions. Clerk Reed.
The enrolling clerk reports the following resolution duly ratified, properly enrolled, and prepared for presentation to the office of the Secretary of State. Senate Joint Resolution 2, a joint resolution adjourning the 2019 regular session of the General Assembly to a date certain as provided by law.
Chapter bills will be noted.